Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from some of the Theater Central students who are involved with the upcoming production of Ah Wilderness, which will start the spring season for the group. All right, well, first to start, can you guys tell me your names and what role you're playing in Ah Wilderness?
Hi, I'm Kat Rebelski. I am playing Tommy, the youngest son of
The Miller family.
And I'm Caitlin Steen. I'm playing Essie Miller, the mother of the Miller family.
And we were talking a little bit before the interview. You're playing an 11-year-old boy, which is kind of weird because you're not a boy or 11 years old.
It's definitely a challenge. I like it, though. It's definitely different. I have to wear a wig and a fat suit just to, you know, have a boyish air to it. But I'm definitely still a girl.
All right, so tell me what you can about the play without giving away too much of the plot. Kind of tell me what it's about.
It's set in 1906. It's kind of a love story about a 16-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl, and her dad doesn't really agree with it, and so they kind of are taken away from each other for a little while, and you see reflections of their relationship through the mother and father in the family and the aunt and uncle, and then you see how it turns out. Their relationship can either turn out like their mom and dad's or their aunt and uncle's.
So it's set in 1906. What do you guys have to do differently as actors to get used to playing that?
Like everything. Like,
she has to wear a corset, for example.
I have to wear a corset. We kind of had to learn table etiquette to a certain extent. I had to learn how to set a table properly with it, like, not all the forks, but the majority of them. And I had to, there's like a certain way to sit and walk, and I had to learn all of that to be able to make my character real for the play.
So this is kind of a different experience for you guys than some of your previous work.
Oh, by far, yes.
Definitely.
College theater is very different from high school. It's always been like musicals, you know, well-known shows, and here it's, you're definitely put into different elements with a variety of plays.
And this one's much more of a commitment than high school plays that I was in. Oh, yeah. So,
by far, agreed.
So how long have you guys been working on this? It opens later this week.
Wow,
when was our
It started like when we got back. We've only worked on it for a month and a half.
Yeah, something like a month and a half.
So kind of strenuous work for that time period.
Yes. Very strenuous, but it's worth it in the end. I feel like it is.
All right, we have a new addition to the interview here. Can you introduce yourself and tell me what role you're playing?
I'm Ben Fry. I play Arthur Miller, the older brother of Richard. He's a football player and a student at Yale, and he's home on his summer vacation.
So you are playing probably the most accurate age as far as it goes.
Yeah, I'm probably playing the most accurate age, except... Yeah, the director did make me grow a mustache to make me look just a little bit more period. But, I think I'm the most accurate age. I think my character in the show is a freshman in college, and I'm a senior in college. But that's the only difference. 19 years old or something.
So what about this play do you like? What's been good so far?
I think, for me, it's just been a completely different experience. I've played in period pieces before. We did Guys and Dolls. It was 1950s. Did Natural Selection, which was futuristic. I think it's cool, though, to go even further back, early 1900s. Another thing, I'm helping Tom Thatcher, the tech director here, with the light design. And so I've played a big role in that. And it's cool just to watch it come alive in front of you just by adding all that extra stuff through lights and sound and all that kind of stuff.
What kind of light and sound work are you doing?
Well, there's a lot of sound with like live fireworks, that kind of stuff on stage. The lights, there's a lot of passing of the days, but you can't see that on stage necessarily. So we're using lights to make different colors in the background to represent the different times of day. So there's a lot of that. There's outdoor scenes that are, you know, on a dock at night, and so we have to completely change everything about the lighting that we've had to make that scene come to life. So,
well, can I have you introduce yourself and tell me what role you're playing?
All right. I'm Tom Vanderwell, and I'll be playing the part of Nat Miller.
And who is Nat Miller to the family? Is he the father?
Yes, he is. Nat Miller is the father of the family, and is the one that kind of, you know, like a lot of sitcom dads that, you know, audience members can relate to, like Bill Cosby or Tim Taylor, Mr. Brady, and some of those. You know, Nat Miller's kind of the dad that keeps the action going.
So I'm talking with some of the other people about playing a character that's from a different time period. What are your thoughts on that? Have you had to do any sort of research to get into that mindset?
Yeah, I have, and I'm probably sure, you know, these guys have said the same thing. There's so many references and things that are so obscure to us today that I had Google and Wikipedia going pretty hard to try and figure out some of the things that we were talking about. And, you know, once you understand the references, they make perfect sense. But it was, the language was different, the humor was different, the music was different, and just daily life was very different back then.
So if you guys had to make a plea to people to come out and see this, why should people come see this play?
It's just like it's a really lighthearted, happy show. Like, I don't think you'll leave it being, like, I don't know. I guess there's shows that you leave and you're kind of like, wow, that was really depressing, or wow, that was boring. Like, this one is, it's got a pace to it, and you leave it feeling like, I really liked that. Like,
it's definitely more like, kind of like the family shows that you always watch, like Full House or Leave It to Beaver, almost, but like set in the older times. And it's very lighthearted, and it's very cute. You'll see cute scenes, funny scenes, and everyone will be able to relate to it because it's family. Like, everyone has their family, everyone has those moments, and you see it come alive on stage. You'll be like, wait. That kind of reminds me of my family almost. Mm-hmm. It's very relatable and very fun to watch.
So, yeah, speaking of family, you guys all kind of have to come together as a family. Is there a certain relationship that builds during rehearsal? Do you kind of feel like a family?
Yeah, I think so.
I would definitely say there's a relationship that builds. I mean, I'm not in all the family scenes because I kind of have my own life separate from the family. But just coming out and watching them during rehearsal and stuff, they'll be sitting at the dinner table doing that scene, and just the interactions that they have with each other. It's almost like they're an actual family talking about their days, that kind of thing. And they'll be joking around with each other, and all of a sudden one of them will start to laugh, and then they tell the whole table about it. So it's very close knit, very, very family.
I would agree with that. I think that those of us that, you know, play the sort of that tight nuclear family have really, it feels like family, very much so in rehearsals, and even when we're sitting backstage in the green room, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, good luck during the actual show, and thanks for talking with me.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from some of the actors from Theater Central's newest play, Wilderness. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.